Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Plus Model Radio. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, and thank you so much for tuning in with us this evening. We have great guests lined up for you tonight, as usual. Tonight, our guests include Betty Tilch, fashion stylist, Inez Lewis, a Plus contributing photographer, and Phyllis Brash Liebrock, founder and president of Sydney's Closet. And at the end of the show, we have a special prize for one lucky caller, but you have to wait until the end of the show to find out the details about that. Up first is Betty Tilch. Betty has a strong background in both art and business. She began working with local photographers in Los Angeles in 2001, doing fashion and wardrobe styling. She specializes in print media, advertising, and commercial. Betty offers wardrobe styling services for fashion, lifestyle, and commercial photography, and she is certainly my favorite stylist. Let's give a warm welcome to Betty Tilch. Okay, I'm trying to get Betty on the air. Okay, stand by, folks. We're having a technical difficulty, but we are going to get it squared away quickly. That's one thing about doing live shows. Anything can go wrong. Okay, Betty, if you're there, just stand by. It's not you. It's the system. Just stand by. I'm going to get you on air. Okay, I just got a message from Betty. Says she got disconnected and can't call in. Something is wrong. We had a technical difficulty before. This is the second time this has happened. Hopefully this will be the last time. Just bear with us. We have a lot of great guests lined up and a lot of good information. Betty, just try and call back in. And as soon as she calls back, or let's see if we can go out of order. Let me just try and get someone else on the phone. Okay, sorry you guys. We are having technical difficulties. I can't get anyone on air. People are having problems calling in. Let's give it a try one last time. Let's see if we can make this show happen. We had a great guest lined up, Betty Tilch, a fashion stylist in Los Angeles, Inez Lewis, and Phyllis Branch Leibrock from Sydney's Closet. And we all had a lot of great information for aspiring plus-size models and plus-size women, and we had a great prize, but we have to be functional. Our show is scheduled for prime time, so maybe the system is overloaded during prime time hours. Not sure. Okay, I just got an email from Betty saying she's in. Bear with me. Ah, live shows, I tell you. If you're trying to call in for the prize, please wait until the end of the show. Right now we're trying to get the guests through. Okay, let's see if I can get someone on the line right now.
Hello, Chenise.
All right, I hear you. Finally, we got through. So, Betty, how are you doing today? Betty, you're on the air.
Chenise.
Wait. Okay, there you go, Betty.
Hi, Chenise. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Wow, that was hard work.
Sure was.
But how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How about you after that little scramble?
A little nervous, but we made it.
Good. I'm glad we're connected finally.
So what sets you apart from other stylists?
Well, a lot of you who are listening probably know this, but for those who don't, I'm probably one of the few fashion stylists that actually specializes in plus sizes. I don't do that exclusively, but that is definitely a large portion of my work. And that sets me apart because I don't know of any other fashion stylist in the country that does this as a regular thing. So I'm very, very proud of that.
Nice.
And then there's one other little thing that kind of sets me aside. When I do work with models, those models that hire me to work on their portfolio shoots, I take them with me to pull clothes. I don't just bring clothes to the shoot because I think it's very, very important that we get a good and flattering fit. And you know that yourself because you've worked with me on that one.
Right.
So I think those are the two big things that set me apart.
And how did you get started as a stylist? Let's start from the beginning and see how we got up to that point.
Well, I never intended to be a stylist. It sort of was thrust upon me, but I'm glad I'm here now. It started with a friend and a neighbor. Some of you know her, Leslie Delano, who's a photographer. She does fashion photography, very, very talented. And she got involved in the plus modeling world because she was considering going back to work as a model herself. And she got online and was talking to everyone and and found out that she was just a little bit too small to be a plus model and just a little too large to be a straight size model. So she started showing off her fashion photographs, and everybody just fell in love with them. So all of a sudden, she found herself very busy, and she dragged me in to assist her. And from there, she said, well, I need some help with styling. And I was totally clueless. I wasn't part of that world at all. And I go,
well, what was your career before this?
What was it before? Believe it or not, for many, many years, I was a banker. I was an operations officer at several local banks, so I've got a strong business background.
I never
And
knew
for
that.
A few years, I sold real estate.
Oh, okay.
So none of it is related to fashion.
Right, so it was totally out of the blue.
It was totally out of the blue, and she and I just discovered that I had that the eye that you need to be able to do it, and she kind of taught me the basics and said, you know what, you could actually get paid for this. So she sent me off with some instructions about how to start to build my business, and off I went, and voila, all of a sudden I'm working in the plus modeling world because she was. And so we worked as a team for a long, long time. In fact, we still work together a lot. So that's my little story on that. It's just totally surprised me.
So now that you've gotten in the business and an expert of sorts on it, how is the market for plus work right now?
Well, things have been really tough. I think a lot of us have been sensing that. It's sort of stalled. We've anticipated for many years now this big boom of plus work, lots of catalog work, lots of advertisements, lots of magazine work, all of that. But most of the plus magazines have folded due to lack of advertisers. Some of the retailers are struggling as we speak. Some have been forced to fold or sell their businesses to other people and so on and so forth. So we're very, very much stalled. I'm very surprised about that because the average American, as we all know, average American woman is a size 14. That means probably about half of us are size 14 or larger. There's a huge market for this sort of thing out there for clothes and for things that appeal to the plus women. And yet somehow the fashion world just hasn't clicked with that. They don't realize that there's so many of us out there with so much money to spend on some beautiful and flattering things, and it just has not taken off. But I think that probably, oh, in the next few years, I'm very, very hopeful that things are going to turn around for us, and it's just going to take off like gangbusters.
Right. I'm sure of it. So with plus work, you do a lot of it. And what type of things do you do typically when you're working on a photo shoot as a stylist?
Well, as a stylist, my work encompasses a lot more than just working the shoots. It involves a lot of marketing myself. It's a small business that I have to run, and so I have to make myself known. People need to know who I am and what I can do. I have to do a lot of paperwork. I have to do a lot of sourcing and finding clothes. There's a tremendous amount of business acumen needed before I even think about going on a set. But once I have a gig and I'm asked to go on to a set to do something, it varies from day to day and from job to job. I do primarily catalog work and advertising work, and there I'm working with the client's clothes. They have a line of clothing that they want me to work with, and my job is to just find accessories and shoes to complement it, to show it off to the best advantage, to make it look really, really good on the model. Things don't often fit precisely the way they should, so we do a little bit of cheating and tucking and pinning to make it look better. Plus models are usually shaped a little differently than real women, and these lines are actually designed for real women, not for plus models. So we do a little cheats to make it look really, really good on set. And then I do some editorial work, which is magazine stuff. And that's the really fun stuff. That's where I get to be creative. We do that more to market ourselves than we do to make a living, because the magazines don't pay much, if anything. So we
That's just for exposure.
Exactly. You know, you've done that.
Right.
You know, you do things so people know who you are, and so you can put it in your resume, too.
Right.
But the editorial work is the fun stuff. That's where I get to really create. Now, it is a team effort with the photographer, sometimes the magazine, but more often than not, just myself and the photographer get to create a vision of what we want the editorial to be, and then I go out and I have to find places that will lend us the clothes and the shoes and the jewelry, et cetera, to put together our vision. But that's the fun part. I love doing editorials. And so what I do on set with that is similar, but now I'm actually working with what I want to work with instead
right.
of what I'm working for the client. So it's
you
a
have,
vastly different thing.
More leniency to do fun things with editorials.
Yeah, exactly. So I love working for magazines, and I've had some opportunities to do that.
So besides being a stylist, you also offer personal wardrobe consultation and shopping services for non-models. So tell Tell us a little more about that.
Well, when I'm hired to work with someone on a personal level, I certainly gear it to precisely what they need. More times than not, the client just needs me to go through their existing wardrobe to see what they've got. Kind of like some of those shows you see on TV, like What Not to Wear, where I raid their closet and we get rid of all the junk that doesn't flatter them anymore or doesn't fit or is ratty. And
go through everything.
I can go through everything. It depends on how much they've got and how much time they've got.
Right.
But we basically do what I call a closet audit. We go through everything. We retrieve the pieces that are still very flattering on them, beautiful color, you know, looks really good, pieces that they love. And then we go shopping. And I work with them side by side. I mean, I go right in the dressing room with them if they're open to that. Most of them are. And I help them pick pieces that work for them, but I coach them while we do this as to why certain pieces look better on them. Like this shape of a skirt may look better on you because you have larger hips. An A-line might be better for you, whereas a slimmer hip girl would be one who could wear a different shape of skirt, a straighter skirt, that sort of thing. And I actually show them and have them try on both types so that they can see the difference. And the goal there is to not only just come away from shopping with some new clothes, but more than that, to arm the client with the knowledge that they need of what works for their body, what flatters them, what makes them look the best.
Now, speaking of what makes you look best, what are some tricks that you can give to plus-size women that we can apply to everyday life to dress better?
Well, first of all, every plus-size woman is vastly different from the next one in her body shape, her height, her size, her issues, her best assets, all of that. So there's nothing that applies to everybody across the board.
Okay.
But there are a few things that I kind of throw out there. Number one, plus women have got to learn to quit wearing black all the time. it's slimming, yes, but there's other ways to slim yourself. And color says so much more about you and your personality and your spark.
Right.
So color is really, really important. Secondly, I think that women should learn not to look at the size. I mean, you start with the size to try things on, but if you think you're wearing a 16 and something's an 18 and you don't want to buy it, that's your defeating the purpose. You need to ignore the size labels. Forget
right.
about that. It's what
right.
it
a lot
like.
Of people, it's in their mind that they just don't want to go to the next size.
Right. And all they do is they harm themselves because they look actually bigger if they're wearing clothes that are too tight.
Right.
And they look bigger if they're wearing them too loose, too. So you have to find the middle ground. And then the last thing I'd like to say to most plus women is you need a friend who is honest, not one that's going to go, oh, that looks good on you no matter what. One that has a really good, solid eye and will tell you, that does not work. Get rid of it. Get something else. Get a bigger size. Get a smaller size. Get a different color. You need a friend like that to shop with, someone who's going to be really honest.
Now, tell us about some of the major highlights in your styling career. I know you've done a lot of things. Give us a few of the highlights.
Well, one of the first highlights that comes to mind is working for Plus Model Magazine, doing a editorial for them with Inez Lewis, who's coming on right behind me.
Right.
And that was a lot of fun. We did that down at the beach. It was, Matador Beach, which is a cliff beach that you got to climb down to get to the rocks. It was very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed that a lot. And I've done other editorials. One of my favorites was for Brides Noir magazine. They're nationwide magazine for brides of color. We shot out in the desert. That was a lot of fun.
Right.
And I've done editorials for other magazines, Westlake Magazine, North County San Diego Magazine, things like that. One of my favorite things I've done is with you. Is Love Your Body Day.
Love Your Body Day.
Yeah, we've done the fashion show the last 2 years in a row. And that was probably the most work I've done in any one bunch together that I've ever done. But it was so fulfilling because the cause is so good. So I really enjoyed that. And I got to work with, I think we had 18 models last year.
Last
so
year,
it was amazing.
Right.
It was amazing. And I got to be pretty creative with that because you left me alone. You just said, go. Get the clothes, put them on the girls, make them look good, and I think they look great.
I trust you.
So that was definitely highlight of my career.
So since you're involved with so many things, do you ever need models for projects, and can anyone apply to you to be a model for something?
Well, I'm really the wrong person because that's not my job.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the client picks the models or the photographer, an art director, a producer, those kind of people do the model selection. Now, sometimes they do ask me, if they have a few in mind, they'll say, which do you prefer, and ask my opinion. But the application doesn't go to me, so unfortunately I can't help aspiring models with that. But I sure like to work with them.
Right, so they can book you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, certainly they can book me for their own personal portfolio work. That's something that I do as well to suit whatever needs their portfolio has.
So do you have anything coming up we can look out for?
Well, I don't have any fashion shows or anything right now, but what I do have coming up is, I do have a couple things right now that I could draw people's attention to, and that is right now on two websites, Cherished Woman.
Mm-hmm.
That work on there is mine, and we just did that last week.
Okay.
And B and Lou, that's B and the little L-U.
Mm-hmm.
B and Lou is a juniors line, and the stuff that's up there is also by work. And so both of those are a couple of my favorite clients.
Okay.
But coming up on June 26th, I worked on a show. Now, this wasn't a real job. It was more for a friend. It was a reality show, How Do I Look? On the Style Network.
Right.
I was brought in by Maggie Brown. Some of you may know her. And for Michelle Renee, who's also a plus model.
Okay.
And we were redoing Michelle Renee for the cameras. And that was a lot of fun.
You had to give your opinion on how she dresses, or?
Well, not only that, we had to go out and compete against each other. We had to go out and pull clothes off the rack and buy a bunch of clothes for her. And then she selected from among myself and Maggie, and we had another stylist, Marcellus Reynolds was there, and the three of us competed against each other. But I won't tell you who won until see the show on June 26th on the Style Network. How do I look?
We will definitely tune in for that. And how can we get in touch with you to book you for shoots?
Well, probably.
Or how can clients book you for jobs?
Well, anybody who wants to get in touch with me can go to my website. It's stylistbetty.com. And you do need to pay attention to the spelling of my name. My name is Bette, like Bette Midler or Betty Davis.
Okay.
So Stylist Betty, Bette.com. And I have both my phone number and my email on there, so you can contact me through the site.
Well, that sounds great. Thank you so much for sticking with me through the technical difficulties.
Well, thank you, Janice. Well done. I'm glad we did connect. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that was fashion stylist Betty Tilch. And up next, we have Anais Lewis. Anais Lewis is a Los Angeles-based photographer that specializes in plus-size models, and she is a contributing photographer for Plus Model magazine. So let's welcome Anais to the show.
Please.
Hopefully. Okay, Anais, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
All right, we went smooth this time.
Great.
So how are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing great. Having fun listening to the show.
Good. So let's start from the beginning. How did you get started as a photographer?
Well, I was actually doing a photo shoot, being photographed, and this was a few years ago. I had a lot of questions for the photographer, and he suggested I take a class. So on a whim, in 2 weeks I did. During the class, I met someone and started interning with her, and here I am today.
So when you were taking a class, you were just doing it as a hobby, or you knew that was going to be a career change?
You know, it's funny. I'm not the person that grew up wanting to be a photographer. I always, you know, loved looking at the beautiful photos and magazines and everything. I had been doing accounting work that I really didn't like, and I knew I needed to do something. So it was just really on a whim I decided to take those classes, but I really didn't have a clear view of what I was going to do with it. It just kind of all fell into place.
Okay. So how did you get started specifically with plus-size models and shooting them?
Well, once I started shooting other kind of photography, it was always in the back of my mind that I wanted to shoot plus. You know, being a plus-size woman, I always wanted to see images out there that, you know, more represented myself. So it was
right.
Just kind of natural that I gravitated towards plus.
Right. And is it any interesting story about how you got started?
Yeah, you know, there is. You know, when you first get into something, well, you want to get into something, you're not quite sure how to do it. So I put an ad on Craigslist looking for models to test with me so I could build. And you were one of the first people I worked with. And, you know, we had that meeting and you told me how involved you were with the industry. And, you know, really you had a great deal to do with, you know, where I am today.
Yay, I just wanted to stick that story in right quick. But your work speaks for itself, so regardless of me, you're just a talented photographer.
Thank you so much.
But so were you ever a plus-size model, or do you have aspirations of being a plus-size model?
Well, in my early 20s, being in Seattle, I went with a straight-size friend to one of the big modeling, I don't know what you call them, like seminars that you pay all this money for. And
yeah.
She's like, well, why don't you do it? And I was really skeptical. I didn't see a lot of other plus people there. But I went through the whole process, and I actually got signed with an agency.
Oh, really?
Around. Yeah, in Seattle.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And my look, the agency had been around, I don't know, 20 or 30 years, and after I got signed, they went under.
It was somebody in Los Angeles?
No, in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
And then when I moved to L.A., I actually got another agent here, and I got a direct booking with Lane Bryant, but, you know, due to some personal things happening, I was not able to pursue it.
What?
So, yeah, so, you know, I guess it just wasn't meant to be, but it did give me a good foundation, you know, in what I'm doing now.
I had no idea. I'm learning stuff about you myself. So since you've been a photographer, tell me some of your major accomplishments so far.
Well, you know, to echo Betty, you know, one, of course, is being a contributing photographer to Plus Model magazine. You know, that's been really amazing. I've met a lot of wonderful people, and I've had a lot of great exposure with that. Also, of course, Love Your Body Day. I was also able to meet a lot of people in person. And, you know, besides Plus, some of my other work has been featured in magazines. I recently got the cover to Sister to Sister magazine back
wow.
in the and I've had some musicians I've worked with, their stuff has been featured in some international magazines. So, you know, that's been great.
And how long have you been pursuing photography professionally? It hasn't been that long, right?
No, about 3 years, 2.5, 3 years now.
So you've been able to accomplish a lot in a short time.
You know, and I think one of the things that helped me is I never listened to people, you know, that told me how difficult it was going to be. Even teachers I had when I was taking classes, you know, they would tell us, you know, how hard it is and magazines don't pay and all the competition out there. And I just didn't listen to that. And I think just keeping a positive attitude and being open has brought a lot of opportunities my way.
Right. You just have to keep going forward.
Yeah.
So,
and, you know, definitely
what you about
surrounding,
to say?
Surrounding yourself with positive people like
yes.
you, Maddie at Plus Model Magazine, it really helps.
Definitely. So what sets your photography apart from others?
Well, I think, you know, one major thing is, you know, I try not to do, like, cookie-cutter things. I know there's certain people out there, and there's nothing wrong with it at all, that kind of have a formula, you know. They might get a few girls and shoot, you know, with the same backgrounds. But what gives me more personal satisfaction is to more tailor a shoot to someone, you know, in particular.
Mm-hmm.
I like finding, like, cool places to shoot. Like Betty talked about the shoot we did with Plus Model Magazine where we went down to El Matador Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I do model portfolio, and you have to tailor that to what the agency wants, but I try to push a more editorial side of that.
Right.
I think that's what's really needed, beautiful images that, you know, are striking.
So you just like to think outside of the box and not just do the same thing over and over and over.
Yeah, I try, and, you know, I look at fashion magazines, and I see what they're doing with straight models, and, you know, that's the direction that I want Plus Modeling to go to, you know.
Right.
I just want to push it. I want to push the envelope.
So do you have advice for photographers that want to break into shooting plus-size models?
Yeah, I would say, you know, look and see what sells. Look on the websites like Ford and Wilhelmina and, you know, see what they're using and then try to take that and, of course, give it your own twist. And, of
right.
course, shoot as much as you can.
Definitely. Now, do you ever need models for any projects or your portfolio that you would cast for?
Yeah, when it comes to my own portfolio, I'm, you know, usually looking for the industry standard sizes and heights. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, also I'm working more and more with clothing manufacturers, and that's great for people that might not meet those industry standards. You know, you can get a lot of work if you're, you know, more like 5'6" and a size, I don't know, 18.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you don't meet those industry standards, I would say still please submit to me because I may be able to use you for a project or a catalog.
Right, and it's just good
network.
To network because you never know if you could refer somebody or if you're not looking for that person, maybe you know somebody.
Definitely.
So any upcoming things we can be on the lookout for?
Well, I'm getting ready to shoot the cover and editorial for the August issue of Plus Model Magazine, so I'm very excited about that.
Okay.
And I'll also be working on the Flawless calendar with you.
Get 2009 Flawless.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to start that. Also, I've been talking to people in other states, and during the coming summer and fall, I'll be doing more traveling to other states.
Oh, okay. So some people can book you when you travel to different cities now.
Yeah, I'm going to add a calendar to my website soon that will announce, you know, when I'll be coming to a city near you.
Got it. So where do we go if we want to book you for a fabulous photo shoot?
My website is the best place to find me, www.inezlewis.com. That's INEZLEWIS.com. You can also find me on the Plus Model website.
All right, sounds good. And thank you so much for sticking with us through the technical difficulties. We made it through.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And
so much.
I will definitely be talking with you real soon.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was Inez Lewis, a photographer that specializes in plus size models. She shoots everybody and everything, but she specializes in plus models and does fabulous work. One of my favorite photographers. And last, but definitely not least, we have Phyllis Brash Liebrock. And Phyllis is an award-winning journalist who traded deadlines for hemlines to launch SydneysCloset.com. She is recognized for pioneering a specialty retail business that caters to women shopping online for plus-size dresses in hard-to-find sizes. SydneysCloset.com attracts fashion-conscious customers from across the U.S. and around the world who want to look glam when they dress up for their once-in-a-lifetime special occasion. So let's please welcome Phyllis to the show. Okay. Phyllis, are you there? Phyllis, if you're out there, call in. I don't see you on the line. As soon as we get Phyllis on the line, oh, here she is.
Are we connected?
Yes.
Good.
Tonight is the night of technical difficulties, but we're making it through.
I was afraid three strikes and I might be out.
Well, thank you so much for hanging in.
Well, thank you for having me.
And so let's start from the beginning. How did you get started as a designer, or are you even a designer?
I am. I got started designing dresses for curvy women because as a buyer, I was constantly challenged to find special occasion dresses in plus sizes for the fashion-conscious customer that shops at Sydney's Closet.
Mm-hmm.
And many manufacturers wait up to a year to introduce new styles, and who wants to go 12 months without getting a new dress?
Right.
Certainly not our trendy customers. They're always looking for something new to wear when they dress up for special occasions. So
right.
when we couldn't find it, we decided that we would create it ourselves.
And what made you want to cater specifically to the plus-size woman?
Well, I heard the interesting backgrounds of the earlier guests, and I know Betty. I don't know Inez, and I look forward to connecting with her. But I was a former journalist, and I traded deadlines for hemlines after I couldn't find a fancy dress for my curvy teenage daughter to wear to a high school dance. She and I went shopping here in St. Louis. We went to the mall, and she just cried and cried. And I kept telling her, don't worry, honey, we'll find something. Well, we did find something, but it certainly wasn't anything more than buying yards of fabric that we had remade. So
right.
I created Sydney's Closet really to take the tears out of shopping for my daughter and the millions of women shopping for the perfect plus-size dress.
I love it.
And my goal was to make Sydney's Closet be our shopping destination, to turn what had been a very disappointing and frustrating experience into a happy and rewarding one.
Yeah, because I've noticed just shopping myself that some of the major department stores with plus-size divisions don't have special occasion.
No, and you're so right. And if they do, it's a very skimpy selection.
Right.
And they tend to tuck it in a corner, and it's just very much an afterthought.
Right. So what types of clothing do you carry?
Well, Sydney's Closet stocks every day special occasion dresses, and these are designed very specifically to flatter the curvy figure and also to fit a very trendy lifestyle. Our collection includes sexy cocktail dresses, long formal dresses, ball gowns, wedding gowns, informal wedding dresses like for beach or destination weddings, bridesmaids' dresses, mother of the bride and groom, and just this spring we've introduced a new collection we're calling day-to-dinner dresses, and these
mm-hmm.
are for when you need to dress up but not be too formal or semi-formal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that kind of covers our scope.
So it's almost everything for
almost
the special
everything.
Occasion. So what sizes and the price ranges do you carry?
our size range is sizes 14 to 44, and
okay.
we do take special orders for the girls that are tall.
Mm-hmm.
So we can add up to 6 inches, 7, 8 inches on many of our dresses. And our price ranges are very attractive and popular, and they would range from $49 for a day-to-dinner dress all the way up to about $699 for our most elaborate wedding gown. And most of the dresses fall in between, yeah.
When I know you have wedding gowns, and some of the special occasion gowns could be bridesmaids' dresses. So has somebody ever got their bridesmaid dresses for their wedding through you?
It is so popular. You just hit a trend on the nose.
Okay.
And it's great for the cost-conscious customer. You know, bridesmaids' dresses make in the right colors, in champagne and ivory and diamond white, make beautiful wedding gowns. And
right.
this is a little bit of a trick, but don't pass over prom dresses for wedding gowns.
Oh, okay.
You'd be surprised how elegant and sophisticated they've become. They are not all Cinderella style.
Mm-hmm.
And tucked in here and there, there's some really fabulous styles for brides.
I got it. So what is hot right now for plus-size women in formal wear?
Well, when it comes to wedding gowns, the brides are really saying I do to gowns that have matching jackets or sleeves.
Oh, for a wedding dress?
Yes, they're looking for that coverage on the arm.
Okay.
And we're seeing jackets are very popular, as are sleeves. When it comes to the divas dressing up for formal events and long formals, they're looking for the curve-hugging design that is fits the body closely and then flares from the knee.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to cocktail dresses, flowing chiffon and breezy colors like coral and turquoise are flying out the door. And for the wedding guests that love bold graphic prints, which just splashes of color, I know Betty mentioned moving away from black, and we're really seeing an interest in splashes of bold colors like yellow or red.
Okay.
So they're hearing Betty's message out there.
Great. So what are some major accomplishments you've had with your online store?
Well, I think from a big picture, the biggest accomplishment that we're very proud of is that Sydney's Closet proves that glamour doesn't stop at size 12. We're very proud of the fact that we help women look glamorous and feel fabulous when they dress up to celebrate special occasions in their lives. It really means the world to us. All of us here on the fashion team, not just me, to hear happy customers tell us that in some cases, this is hard to believe, but they were going to stay home like from their sister's wedding or a military ball if they
wow.
hadn't found a dress at Sydney's Closet. Or we hear this often when a mother is shopping with a daughter for a prom dress.
Mm-hmm.
She'll ask us, you know, you can kind of hear her snickering, or if she's in the shop, we can see her smile. She'll say, "Where were you when I went to prom?" and the other thing that we feel we've accomplished is we've earned a reputation for what we call the three R's.
Mm-hmm.
And that's recognizing, respecting, and rewarding our customers. And we basically solve the problem of where to find a dressy plus-size dress in a hurry, no matter where you live.
Right.
We ship our dresses to happy customers across the U.S. and around the world. And what we're also pretty proud of is that we've earned the attention of the Today Show, the Dr. Phil Show, E! Entertainment, Kelly and Regis, every national teen magazine, including Cosmo Girl and 17, and major newspapers across the country, the Chicago Tribune, the Orlando Sentinel, the Post-Dispatch here in St. Louis. So we're very proud of the media attention that we have earned and continue to earn.
Wow, well that is, you have some major accomplishments. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So what sets your clothing apart from others?
Well, we think several things do. First of all, it's the size selection. You know, many plus-size retailers really limit their selection. They kind of stop at 24. Some stretch it to 28 or even 30 or 32.
Right.
But at Sydney's Closet, we size up glamour to size 34, and we never turned away a customer yet because of our size, and we never will.
That's awesome.
We really feel that sets us apart from many others. And then the other thing that we feel very strongly about is style. And I built this business on the fashion mantra and that we follow every hour, and that's no more moo-moos. And I know Betty would be happy to hear this. And no more settling for last season styles. You know, we believe our customers can show off their curves with the right style and fit dress, and we feature dresses ahead of the fashion curve. And,
definitely.
Well, I think one of the biggest compliments we get is when we'll get customers call up and say, do you have it in a size 6?
Really?
And then the other thing that sets us apart from many, many others is speed. And we stock thousands of dresses in sizes 14 to 44, and they're ready to ship. You buy a dress today, it ships the next business day anywhere in the world, no waiting.
Oh, so you don't have to wait the 3 and 4 weeks like other places.
Yeah, so many retailers might say they sell plus-size dresses, but you'll be very disappointed to learn the dress must be special order. It could take up to 12 weeks to come in, and nobody's that good.
Right.
And the other thing we think sets us apart is that we exceed our customers' expectations when it comes to customer service. We never close as a website, and live operators answer our toll-free lines 24/7, 365 days a year. There are no tape machines for our customers. We return all our calls within a business day, even if the customer is overseas. And our dress-up consultants are trained to deliver highly personalized one-on-one shopping and fashion advice. And if you have the privilege of shopping at our shop in St. Louis, which is our only retail store, we carry the customers' dresses to their cars, and they just give us a big hug, and some even send us flowers.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
so
it's a big thing when you're looking for a dress for a special occasion.
It is, and our customers, they're so proud of how they look. They share their pictures, their very glamorous pictures with us, and, you know, we want them to consider Sydney's Closet a close friend.
Right.
And they really give us the privilege of sharing with them life's most special moments.
So what is some advice you can give to someone who wants to start a business catering to plus-size women like you have done so successfully?
Well, I think the best advice I can give is to study the market closely and very seriously and look for a niche that's not being filled. Be ready to work very, very hard, and I wouldn't consider it if you don't have a passion for helping other people.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, because your start came not from business sense, but a sense to help. So it was
absolutely a
passion. So do you ever look for models for your website?
We're always looking for models. Many of our models come from professional agencies, but
okay.
We also very much welcome photos sent directly to us, and any model interested in sharing her photos with us can send them to Dear Sydney, that's DearSydney at sydneyscloset.com.
Got it. So do you have any upcoming promotions or events that we can be on the lookout for?
Well, you can. I know everybody's very budget conscious right now, and you can look for our summer sale where the prices are going to sizzle, and you'll find the best bargains of the year if you want a dress to the nines, and we'll have dresses $99 or less as we make room for new merchandise coming in. So be sure to sign up for our email so you don't miss out on the steals and deals. And the big news is really that our collection of Sydney's Closet exclusive designs will be this fall getting bigger and better. So there'll be more, and those will be going we're expanding that up to size 36.
Okay. So now give us the website again for those that are not familiar with it.
Okay. Please visit us at www.sydneyscloset.com, and that's spelled SYDNEYSCLOSET.com, or feel free to call us toll-free at 888-479-3639, and that number is also on the website.
And you mentioned you have a store in St. Louis, and I never knew that, so give us that address if you can.
Yes, we have a shop in St. Louis. It's open by appointment only, And I will tell you, people drive from Houston, Indianapolis, Chicago, Louisville to shop with us, and we welcome everyone to come. We offer highly personalized one-on-one service in our shop, and that's why we ask that you make an appointment.
Okay.
Our address is 11840 Dorset, D-O-R-S-E-T-T Road, and that's in Maryland Heights, Missouri, 63043, and that's about 18 miles northwest of the Arch.
How do you go about making an appointment with you?
Just call up. You can email us at dearsydney@sydneycloset.com or just pick up the phone and call the toll-free number.
It's also that same number.
Yes, and let us know that you want to make an appointment, and a dress-up consultant will get back to you and set that up.
Sounds excellent. Now, we have a special prize for one of the callers listening. You've been so nice to give us this opportunity. And let us know what special prize you have for one of our lucky callers.
Well, we're very happy to let you know that we are offering a $50 gift certificate to one of the listeners tonight, and we'll let you take it from there.
Okay, so we are taking callers live on the air. The number to call in is 347-326-9639. Again, the number is 347-326-9639, and you have a chance to win a $50 gift certificate for Sydney's Closet. So if you have an event coming up, and you could use a formal dress. Sydney's Closet has a wide variety of formal dresses, and you can use this $50 off to go get your hair done or go get your nails done. So give us a call at 347-326-9639, and we'll give it to the first caller that calls in, and hopefully we won't have any technical difficulties.
I hope not. If we do, we'll still get them the gift certificate.
Right. So whoever wins the gift certificate, they can use it for any dress on the website?
Any dress, just they can use it towards any purchase on the website. Absolutely.
Got it. So give us a call at 347-326-9639. Hopefully everything's working. We had some technical difficulties earlier.
That we overcame.
No.
We have to be confident the listeners will overcome them as well.
I'm hoping people can get through because usually as soon as I say it, the phones light up, so I'm thinking that something's gone wrong.
I had a little trouble when I had a call back in. I lost you, and then I called back in and got you.
I don't know what's wrong with the lines. Well, if we don't get anybody through this line because we're having technical difficulties tonight, we will definitely either roll it over through the next show or do something with Plus Model Magazine.
We will be sure to do something. Be confident. We will make sure someone gets this wonderful gift certificate from Sydney's Closet.
Well, thank you so much. It has been awesome talking to you, and Sydney Closet is a wonderful store, and you're doing great things for people, so thank you so much.
And you're doing fabulous things, and thank you for having me as a guest on your show. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So we're having technical difficulties tonight, so I don't think anybody else is getting through because we had a hard time getting these few people. But luckily, we still had an amazing show with a lot of great information from our three guests. So we want to say thank you to all of our guests this evening, Betty Tilch, Anaz Lewis, and Phyllis Brash Liebrock of Sydney's Closet. I've been your host, Shanice Lewis. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for sticking through the technical difficulties. I pulled it home, and we will try to get it together next week. But thank you for supporting Plus Model Radio. For more information, visit us online at www.plusmodelmag.com. Again, that's www.plusmodelmag.com. And if you're interested in being a guest on the show, go to our website, the address I just mentioned, click on the Plus Model Radio icon, and you can submit there to be a guest on the show. And save the date for our next show, which will be Monday, May 26th, same time, same place, and again, more fabulous guests and lots of information. So until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.